May the words of my mouth and the reflections of my soul be pleasing to you, O God. So a few weeks ago, I had a rare opportunity to actually go to a movie in a theater. It's amazing for me. And the movie that I viewed was called Breakthrough, and it's based on a true story. And I have to say, if I didn't know it was based on the true story, I thought, this is far-fetched. But it was a true story. And it's the story of the Smith family and their teen son, John. Well, their son, John, fell through the ice on a lake and was under frigid water for over 15 minutes. His prognosis was grim, to say the least. And I'll try not to give away the movie, so this is your spoiler alert. He was lost. There was no way this child could make it, we thought. And I wasn't sure what to expect in this movie. It seemed kind of grim, even the trailer. But I knew I had to go see it. And I will tell you, there is only one star in this movie, and that star is not a person. That star was God's grace. God's grace that poured over a mother who never gave up and kept her faith. Grace heard in the ears of an atheist rescuer. Grace that filled the heart of a doctor that could only understand science. The only thing I can compare to this movie experience was, for me, was what I felt like when I would go on a religious retreat. And much like a retreat, I was exhausted from the emotional roller coaster that I was on. And although I felt exhausted, at the very same time, I felt enlightened, renewed, and invigorated. I found myself re-evaluating my own life, and all I wanted to do was to get home and hug my boys and hold them really tight. It left me knowing that I had to dig deeper into my own relationship with God in order to deepen my faith and trust. It was made clear to the viewer that we cannot put limits on what God can do, and we must never box God in, even when the world tries to. The mother in this movie, Joyce Smith, never wavers in her faith. When everyone around her, including her husband, the doctors, and even for a short while her pastor, were trying to help her accept her Good Friday, the news that her son was not going to make it, and she flat out refuses. She surrenders all to Jesus and begins to beg him in total submission to bring her son into his resurrection and to live life fully. Not just to live, but live his life as a resurrected Easter person. Paul, in today's reading, also in total submission and in faith, sets out for Macedonia. After hearing his vision and seeing his vision, he knows just what he has to do and where he has to go to teach and preach. And this happened also to the people surrounding Joyce. They knew exactly what they had to do. They had to prepare her for the inevitable. So they were headstrong as Paul was. God has plans so different from our own. Joyce was living her life as an Easter person, going about her business, and bang, there's her Good Friday. God had different plans that day. Sometimes we don't always agree with them. And Paul, he set his ships, he charted his boat, he knew where he was going to go, he knew his course. But God has different plans and uses us in different ways. God used Paul to pour grace into Lydia's heart, not in Macedonia, but in Thyatira, by a lake, a place of prayer. Paul, like Joyce, never wavers in faith. Because of Paul's willingness to surrender, he meets Lydia, and she becomes a follower. Lydia and her household are all baptized. She is consumed in her faith and has a new purpose in life. With her heart open, she also opens the doors to her home and welcomes all in. Her life takes a new direction. She was given grace. Lydia, this merchant of purple cloth, purple, the color of royalty, Now, because of her baptism, she is part of the royal family of Christ, and she has a new focus. She is now known not just as a merchant of purple cloth, but more so, she is known as the part of the fabric of the faithful. We still talk about her today. Look what God's plan did for Lydia and for all of us. Lydia, in her conversion, is living her life resurrected, and she becomes an Easter person. The crippled man in our gospel spent 38 years waiting for God to heal him, to speak to him, to save him. He even has excuses or reasons why it didn't happen. Others went before him. He had no one to carry him. It sounds like he had given up, and he was stuck in the muck and the muddy waters of his own Good Friday. And repeating that same scenario day after day for 38 years, remaining victimized by others and by his own impairment, and never seeing hope for healing. He sees no Easter Sunday. He sits and waits day after day for 38 years. And then it happens. In God's time, Jesus calls him to get up, walk, throw down his mat, and he responds immediately. And he is given God's grace. He is resurrected into a new life right in that one moment. And he becomes an Easter person with every possibility in front of him for a new beginning. Well, I went on and read the rest of this reading. And if you read it, you will see that it takes him some time to realize that he really needs to change his way in order to live a life fully alive in the teachings of Christ. Sometimes we humans need a little more time. And there are many people today like this man, crippled and stuck in the mud of their own personal Good Fridays. And I have witnessed them in my ministry and in my work as a case manager. And I've witnessed them unable to surrender. I have seen it in the face of a person being swallowed up by an addiction. I have seen it in a woman stuck in a marriage that was filled with lies, control, and deception. And I have seen it in people that can't move away from their Good Fridays, that are filled in painful memories that they dwell in of abuse. Stuck, unable to be willing in trust and faith and surrender. The Easter good news is I have also witnessed people with the very same Good Friday situations surrender their addictions, past abuses, and control that others had over them. And in their surrender, they have been resurrected and are living life in full of the Easter joy. Like the people in the movie that I spoke about, Joy Smith, the doctors, the atheist rescuer, and the people in our scriptures today, Paul, Lydia, the crippled man, all could have easily wallowed in their Good Fridays, stuck in the muck and the mud day after day. Instead, by God's grace, they are called to live a life resurrected, and they all become Easter people. My brothers and sisters, Jesus came to live among us, to walk with us, to be intimately connected to us. He allowed himself to know our humanity by walking with us. There is nothing that we are going through that he could not understand. We all have our Good Fridays. As humans, we get stuck in them, unable to surrender. And I include myself in that. We may think that being stuck in these situations are comfortable and they become familiar. The crippled man misses his chance when the waters are stirred up. He had no one to carry him in the water. I'm here to remind you and to tell you we all have Jesus to carry us when the waters of our lives get stirred up. We must trust and we must surrender. Jesus will carry us through our Good Fridays. So I invite you to, if you feel comfortable, to close your eyes very briefly for the next few minutes. Then I ask you to bring to mind a situation or person that keeps you bound in the murky waters of your life. Things that keep you in your Good Friday mode. Here and now, today, begin the process of surrender. It may take some of us longer than others. Jesus is here with all of us, and he keeps his promises. Allow Jesus to hear your needs and begin the process that will take you to your Easter morning, living fully alive, alive in his promises. And if you see yourself right now in this moment as an Easter person, use this time to thank Jesus for all of your blessings. Jesus in his suffering on the cross was his Good Friday. He suffered for our sake. He kept his promise and rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. He gave us his all so that we may live our lives resurrected. Jesus, open our hearts like Lydia, who welcomed the stranger, and like Joyce Smith and so many others who never lose faith and trust in Jesus. When our Good Fridays come, and they will, usually unexpectedly, always have hope for Easter Sundays in your life. Alleluia, he is risen.